Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. Shir this month is sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan in honor of the newest grandchildren, Alisa Rochel, born to the children Brian and Nicole, and Rafael Simcha, born to their children Matthew and Lizzie. We should always cheer in Simchas. Please reach out for more sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Halacha Beis, starting the last words of Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Kama Masmerim Yuboy. We said the one may not go out on Shabbos with a sandal, a misumer, with a sandal that has nails in it. But how many nails is still allowed? Says the Gemara, the top of Mem Gimel Mudalef, Abirchen Omar Chamisho, you can have up to 5 nails. Kechamisha Sifrei Torah, as a siman, remember this, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. You can have up to 7 nails, and Remez L'Dovers, where the Pasuk says, when it speaks about shoes, it says over there, Ukiyomecho Dovecho. So Kiyomecho means days. How many days do you have in a week? 7. Na'agin Rabbonin Ki'ado de Rav Chanino. And the minig of Rabbonin is Rav Chanino to have 7. Doshavacha b'shav Rav Chanino tisho. He da'ashanim Rav Chanino could be up to 9. Rabbi Ayai Noiten Shloish Asor Bezeh V'Achad Azar Bezeh Keminyan Mishmaris. He had 24 nails total, but he didn't make an even number in any shoe because it's going to be a problem with Zugois, which is a Simen Ra. So he put 11 in one and 13 in the other, together 24. And that's the number of the Mishmaris of the Koyanim. Why the Mishmaris? Because it says in the Pasuk, Ukim Masmeiris Nituim. Referring to nails, but you spell it the same way like you write the word mishmaris. Ma mishmaris is a verb, av masmeiri misrim verb. So you learn one from each other, the way it's written, the way you say the word mishmaris, loshon masmer, and you're using the same word as mishmar to tell you that they're connected to each other. Rav Yosi bar Chanina omar, klivis is a nail, that both edges are in the shoe. That's not part of the count. You could have that. That's not considered to be a nailed sandal. Can I put all the nails on one of the sandals? The amount of nails you could have, can instead of splitting it to 2 sandals, can I put it all in one? I'm really sure. He said, that's okay. What about one shoe, not a sandal? Amr Leishari. It's mutter if you do all in one shoe. So from here, it's muchach that the Yerushalmi learns there's no difference between a sandal or a shoe. They're both, the nails is a problem. And it's, as the Reb Chaim points out, it's not like the Bavli that says only sandals are sir, but not a shoe. Says the Gemara, ein migardim min olim v'sandolim. You're not allowed to scrape shoes and sandals. And even though his intention is to take out the mud, but he may come to also smooth the leather, and that's a problem of memachek. Aval sochim, you can put it in oil, or medichim oyso, you can put it into water to clean them. Rav Krispayo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Krispayo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Talmidoi de Avchia Rubo Amrim, that Talmid de Avchia Rubo said, Harishonim, the early generations of Yoimrim, Megardin, they could scrape the shoes and the sandals. Vashtim o Yoimrim, the second generation said, Ein Megardim. V'itcha le Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, Umemar Ein Megardim. He said, Ein Megardim. And Omar Zeiro, Zil Chadim Talmud of Chirubo. So it says of Zeiro, one of the things that Talmud of Chirubo said is gone, because they said that the early generation says that you're allowed to scrape. We have your Rebbe that clearly says you can't scrape. The Rabbanu of the Kisrim, Rabbanu from Kisrim, Mishra Beis Vachanino, they said, Kedivay Mishorim and Megardim. They said you could scrape it, because it's Einu Miskaven. Ublevad Lachir Asakim. Don't do it the way you do it during the week. Do it a little Bishinui with the back of a knife. We used to sit in front of Rebbe, mashrim, put it into oil, umishazgim, put it into water. We would not scrape it. Ain't sochim min olim v'sandolim. You're not allowed to put shoes and sandals into oil. How does that fit with what he said before? It's explained to Reb Chaim. It means to put it in there to metzach them, to clean them, to make them bright. That you can't do, but to remove the dirt, you could. Says the Gemara, continue on with this idea. A person should not even put his foot into oil while he's wearing a shoe or sandal, because it looks like it's doing it for the purpose of the shoe and the sandal. He can put his foot into oil and then put it into a shoe or into a sandal. Then it doesn't look like he's doing it for that purpose. So continues the Gemara and says, "Sach shemen umisagil al gabei katovlayo chadosh oveinu choishish." He put oil on himself and then roll on a new hide, new leather, And even though he's causing the leather to be smooth, it's not choishish because it's on his body. But it says, he should not put it on a square of shayish, of marble, and then roll on that. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's mutter. Now, what will be the reason this will be usur? So the second pshat of Chaim brings being, don't put oil directly on marble, even though there's no problem there of smoothing it, just cleaning it. But the issue is that if you come to do it on the marble, you may come to do it on leather as well. So that's why I said, don't put it directly on marble. Chaim says that he thinks the true pshat of this Gemara is that this Gemara doesn't belong over here. This whole sugya is brought down in Maseches Shviz, and this line refers to Shemitah. You now put oil on marble and then roll yourself on the marble, even though he's doing it for his own enjoyment. If the oil is the oil of Shemitah, the problem is that a lot of the oil will go to waste, and you can't waste the oil of Shviz. So this sentence, according to this, doesn't belong to our sugya. A person should now wear new shoes and sandals, because it may not fit. He may remove it in Shus Rabim and carry it. You have to wear it before Shabbos comes in, in order to make sure that's the right fit. How much does he have to walk in them to make sure that's the right fit, and then he can rely on it? So when he barte the bar kapro, the nephews of bar kapro, I mean, the time it takes to go, me be rov the bar kapro, I'd be rabbi the rabbi Hoshea. From the besmedrish of bar kapro to the rabbi of rabbi of Hoshea. Tzipuraya, I mean, people in Tzipuraya said, min knishto de Bavloi, from the shul of the Bavloim, adarte de Rav Chamo Bar Chanino, until the house of Rav Chamo Bar Chanino. Tivroya, I mean, the people that live in Tveria said, min sidro rubo, from the big besmedrish, at chanusi de Rishaya, until the store of Rishaya. Selim one sandal, shiv salu, shenif seku oznov. If the sandal, his oznov, his ears fell. What's the ears? Ears is the sandal has a bottom, and on top, on the two sides of the sandal, there's two pieces that come out. They're called the oznaim. They're called the ears. That's the oznaim. If they fell off, u'shenifsiku chavotov. Chavotov is the ritzuos, the laces that are connected to the oznaim. U'shenifsiku tarsiyosov. Tarsiyosov is what connects the laces to these ears. Or if the bottom part of the sandal fell, tar, then it's tar, doesn't get tumo, because it's not a kli, you lost the shame kli, it doesn't have one of these things. But if nivsiko achad ma'aznov, only one ear fell, or achaz mechavotov, one of the laces, or achad mitasiyosov, one of the things that connect the laces to the ear, or yishapirshu roiv mikapov, or a majority of the bottom fell, then it's still tummy, then it still has a din of a kli. Because you can still use it. Because the one with base and says, only the inner ear or ritzua fell, so then it's fine. Because you can always still use it. You're gonna fix it a little bit and fix and still use it. But if the external one, the one which just faces the outside, fell, then if you fix it, it looks like it was something that was ruined. And people are not going to use that. They're not going to wear this to walk with it. Rabbanon agree with Rabbi Yehuda. They just say that if you have a sandal on the right foot and the outer part is the one who fell, you just switch it and use it on the left foot, and then it's going to be the inner one. So the Gemara of Yaakov Ba'achor of Tevlai Chanin Barbo B'Shem Rav Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda L'Inyan Shabbos. Meaning, although the machlik is the argues regarding Tumo, but applies to Shabbos as well. You're saying it's not a kli, so you can't go out with it in Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda says it depends if it's the inner one or the outer one. So that will be possible like him for Shabbos as well. Had a story that his sandal got ruined, so he wanted to know what the halacha is. And I'm going to use the gears of Rav Chaim. The same way the machlik is the tumo. The same machlik applies to Shabbos. If only one fell, regardless which one it is, you could still consider it be a clear. You can use it for Shabbos as well. Rav Shmuel Ben Yitzchak asked a question. We said before that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and now he's paskin like Rabbanon. And the more stays with this question. Rav Acho Ben Yitzchak Avali Uvdo had a story. Shach Shoyle Rav Zeiro. Rav Zeiro Shoyle Rav Amy. So Rav Zeiro said the question to Rav Amy. Omer Lei Kedivesh Mishu Hu Mitame. The one who says it's Tame, mean that it is a Kli. Mutar that says but says boy. According to that's the gears of Rav Chaim, so you can use it in Shabbos because it's still a kli, it's still a shoe. Could have a shoe mitare? It says not a kli anymore. Also, Lotzes boy, it's not considered to be a shoe anymore. It's a muscle, it's a load that you can't carry on Shabbos. He did not tell him what the halach is. He didn't pick out Lamais. He just told him that the Tumah in Shabbos is the same machlokes. If the sandal broke and he has to remove it, he doesn't have to just put it there in the middle of Shusha Rabim. He can still walk with it until he gets to the entrance of his chatzar. They were walking in Shusha Rabim. If the sandal of the sandal fell, mean the matun the poili, when they came to the entrance of the chatzar, on my leg, zil petach chatzar. Here's your entrance to your chatzar. You take out your sandal. Rav Acha korich savne aleyon. Rav Acha, when his sandal fell, he used a savne. It is a gemi, and that which is not mukte. So he used that to tie up a sandal. Use it on Shabbos. Rabbi Avo korich agid malvaniki. He used this grass, which is for refuah, to tie up his sandal. So Avo ogud malvaniki min amuchon. He holds this thing is muchon, and it's not mukte, even though it's for refuah. Now I'll do refuah on Shabbos, but you give it to an animal to eat. Rav Yoina Talke, he threw it immediately when it got broken. He didn't do all these tricks to try to move it to get to his place, but he threw it into the Girsa of Chaim is Lechanutoi Dechaltiro, to the store of the butcher. Even though many people are there, he threw it over there. Uv Tzivchad, even though right near there, very close to it, have a Sidro Yoki Rabulozer. It was a big mismanage of Rabulozer, still metallically, still he threw it out. Rav Yira Boy Kamir Rav Zero Mau Lehachlif. Can you switch your right foot to the left? Can you switch the right sandal to the left foot? Now, as Reb Chaim points out, according to a Rabbanon Le'il, the answer is for sure you could. Because he said, even if you got semi-broken, and you can use it on the right foot, you can put it on the left foot. So we learned already you could change it. But according to Reb Yehuda, it says you cannot switch if it broke. What happens if it did not break? You can still use it. It's on the right foot. But he wants to go and switch the feet. He wants to put the sandal on the other foot. Can he do that or not? Omerle, sure, he says he could do that. I feel can Omerle puk chomi chatsi v'smoichalei. Don't rely on me. Go ask another older person and rely on him. Nafuk v'ashkel le'a boy b'amemel. He found the boy b'amemel. V'shaole, he asked him. V'shaole, he says it's mutter to switch from the right foot to the left foot. Omer b'esim astisit omrosh hu min malbush. We see from the Mishnah that's considered to be a clothing, meaning that switching from right to left, it's still fine. It's still good to be the right, correct clothing. The Tanina, we learn legabi chalitzo. If she took the shoe that belongs on the left foot, she used it on the right foot, it's still a good chalitzo. And the Gemara now concludes the sugya by going back to what we said, that if the sandal, the bottom of the sandal, the majority had fell, and as long as you have something there, it's still fine. That's what we learned in Amud Aleph. So the Gemara now using the Gyusa of Reb Chaim, which says the following, that's only if the majority fell on the width, but you still have the full length for the foot. But if it fell on the length, meaning the majority of the length is not there, even though you have only one side of the foot, that's no good because it needs to cover the majority of the foot. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Yom Gimel.